Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Today I'd like to introduce my guest, Dr. Paula Krupstad. She's an MD and she's also a paediatrician from Texas, I may add. Thank you for joining us today, Paula.
You're welcome, Linda. I'm looking forward to this.
Me too. I'm nosy. I like to know everything about everybody. So what made you decide to become a doctor and then specialize in pediatrics?
Well, you know, I think that early on in life, I was in second grade and my father was part of the Vietnam War. And he sent home pictures of an orphanage that he and other service members were helping support. We tried to adopt a sibling for me, but it was very difficult to do across international lines. So I felt like early on, I think that just my heart was wanting to help people. And early on, too, I had a desire to help children. So I knew when I got ready to start high school, I was in eighth grade, I thought, well, I need to make good grades so I can go to medical school and be a doctor someday. So I just think that it was triggered early on in life.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Where did you study?
Well, my father was in the Air Force, so we moved around a lot, but I ended up going to my undergraduate training in Texas, and I graduated from the University of Texas at Dallas. Then I went to the University of Texas Medical School in San Antonio, Texas, and completed 4 years of medical school. And I accepted a military health scholarship to have my medical training. So I did my pediatric internship and residency at William Beaumont Army Medical Center in El Paso, Texas. Then I served some of my time commitment at Fort Hood, Texas. And then in 1999, my family, we relocated to Houston, and I've lived in the Houston area ever since, practicing there.
Mm-hmm. And when did you do the qualifications for the Institute of Functional Medicine?
Well, I had done my traditional training in pediatrics and become board certified. I graduated from medical school in 1990 and passed my board certification for with the American Board of Pediatrics in 1993, and then recertified numerous times. But then my own health started to fail, and my fourth daughter was diagnosed with severe idiopathic juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when she was about 15 or 16 months old. And at that point in time, I just realized that the answers that our current medical system had just weren't really optimal. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking outside the box, reading other things about nutrition, lifestyle, and that kind of took me down a road where I was introduced to functional medicine, which is basically a systems biology approach where you look at the person as a whole, because we're a chemistry lab, we're not a single system. So I realized the pill for the ill model was not effective and was just a disease management approach. And so I found the Institute for Functional Medicine, attended my first course in March of 2015, and completed the training and took my test to become a certified practitioner in April of 2017.
Wow. And how is your daughter today?
She is doing pretty well. She's 13 years old. She did end up going on a biologic agent. That's the thing when you look at children with rapidly progressive autoimmune illnesses, you don't want to destroy tissue. When you think of any type of autoimmune illness, be it Hashimoto's, Graves, celiac, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. So she's been on Enbrel, but she's also on LDN. She's doing well right now. She at one point did go into remission and was off of Enbrel, but we've used all the tools in the arsenal, and right now she's doing well and no more joint destruction. So that's the point when you have a growing child, you just don't want to destroy tissue. You want to preserve normal functioning for anyone, but when you see a child, you definitely want to put everything possible that would not be harmful, but that would stop the progression of the illness.
Mm-hmm. And does she have to be very careful with her diet?
Yes. You know, what we know about autoimmunity is that, and it's basically based on the work of Dr. Alessio Fasano, who in 2009 published information about celiac disease and zonulin and taught us all about a leaky gut. So we know that people who develop autoimmunity have to have three things. They have to have a genetic predisposition, they have to have a trigger or triggers, and they have to have what we call increased intestinal permeability or a leaky gut. And so diet is extremely important. Anyone with autoimmunity, including her, I recommend gluten-free, gluten cross-reactive-free, casein-free, which casein is a gluten cross-reactive molecule, and just means that those proteins resemble proteins in our body, but we know that they cause an inflammatory cascade in the gut and the brain and the body. And so, yes, diet is very, very important mm-hmm. for her and anyone with autoimmunity.
Does she find it difficult being a young lady with friends going out or going to friends' houses and not being able to eat gluten?
Yes, she does. You know, I think that actually, I think the most difficult thing is sugar. Sugar, we know, is inflammatory, and it's just so prevalent. So I think that when kids get together and, you know, avoiding those things in the diet, it's really hard. But fortunately, it's becoming kind of a little more in, and more people are realizing it. And where we live, we happen to have quite a few gluten-free and gluten cross-reactive restaurant options too, so that's good. Mm-hmm. It's just hard because, as you know, gluten and dairy and sugar are just so addictive, mm-hmm. and it's just so hard.
And it's in nearly everything.
Yes, it is. So it's just a matter of retraining our brains and our taste buds to go back to the basics of whole foods, vibrant colors, eating vegetables and fruit, and wild-caught fish and grass-fed beef, bison, and poultry that are organic. And so I'm really grateful that we have a lot of those options available, but it is very difficult. And we all know that when our kids reach the teenage years, you know, they're the ones who have to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a mom and pediatrician, and this is something I talk to my patients about, it's we want to maintain that relationship with our teens. And that's the thing, we have to find a good medium and just let them know that we love them regardless of the choices that they make, and that we're there to support them and to provide those good options. But when it's in our power not to allow those things in our house, it's better not to just allow the enemy into the house. And that's kind of the way I look at the sugar and the food and stuff. Mm-hmm. Personally, I myself ballooned almost up to 300 pounds, and I'm very aware of what food addiction is. And that's one thing that LDN is very helpful with, too. So,
wow. And when did you first hear about LDN?
You know, I heard about LDN, I think, for the first time about 4 years ago. Someone I consider my mentor in functional medicine had started using it. And then our local compounding pharmacist also had some educational meetings on it. And then I became very interested in it, and I use it every day in my practice because the population of the children and adults, I do see adults through functional medicine. I function as a consultant for adults, but not their primary care provider. Mm-hmm. But I am a primary care provider for children all the time here. So, yeah, just about 4 years. But, man, I got on the LDN train, and I use it a lot.
So, for your pediatric patients, what conditions do you treat with LDN?
Well, my practice consists of, as far as pediatric patients goes, I have children who are healthy or whose parents desire to study their immune system and use an alternate vaccine schedule. And I always tell people, as a pediatrician, I'm pro-immunization, and that's very different than being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. Vaccines save lives, and this is always a very controversial subject, but none of us are the same. And now in this age of personalized precision medicine, we can look at genetics to determine what the immune system of each of our children is. So getting back to your original question, I use LDN in my healthy children that I've studied their genetics and determined that they don't have an ability to turn their immune system off normally. And I also use it for children who have very aggressive, overly reactive immune systems. And then for children that come to me on the functional side, I use it in autoimmunity. I mentioned some before, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is, you know, unless you test for it, many times you don't know when children are little, but we're finding children in our practice that present at ages 3 and 4 and diagnosing Hashimoto's much more frequently. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Graves' disease, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, children with something called autoimmune encephalitis, which is PANS or PANDAS, pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric syndrome. And those are the main conditions that I use the LDN for in children in my practice.
Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, when you talk about genetic testing, what does that involve? Is it sort of a swab from in the mouth? Is it a blood test? What kind of test is it?
Yes. I utilize a cheek swab, and it's extremely reasonable. In our practice, we've put something together. We call it a newborn panel, but I've run it on 14 and 15-year-old children that may have not been immunized or immunized completely. And it's very reasonable. The newborn panel, I know it's less than $400. But it looks at several different things. And the way I look at it, it's all good news. You know, you have a blueprint for life and you can be proactive. And it looks at neural inflammation, meaning on and off switches of the immune system. It looks at detoxification. It looks at autophagy, and autophagy is basically each cell's ability to clean out its debris and to recycle the used parts. It looks at neurologic markers, three in particular, something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, nerve growth factor, and alpha-synuclein 1. And then it looks at the entire methylation pathway, which is 7 enzymes. And it looks at the major mitochondrial markers. And it looks at external inflammation, meaning gluten or gliadin genes, sensitivity to mycotoxins and fungus, and vitamin D markers, and some gut markers too. So our genetic testing is a cheek swab. You can do it on newborn babies. And in fact, every child that comes to the practice, we ask them, I basically tell them I'm kind of flying blind if I don't have these genetics. And it really, truly, it is all good news because it's something we can do something about. It's not bad news. And that's the problem. You know, geneticists, they're looking at whole exomes and deletions and additions, and they tell people, oh, you have this syndrome or that syndrome. Sorry, that's it. Not what can I do? What information do I have to help me, help my child or myself to be healthy, not get sick, or to help recover me? And that's what we use in our practice.
Well, that sounds such a good idea to me. It sounds as though everybody should have it done. I mean,
yes.
So, okay, it's great news for children or babies, and they have this blueprint for the rest of their lives. But what about people, adults? You know, is it too late to know all of this information? Could it stop something from happening around the corner? Or once you're an adult, is it too late to have all these, what I think, are very comprehensive testing?
Yeah. No, it's never too late. There's the way I look at it is, if you're still breathing, there's always hope. In fact, that's the name of our practice, Hope for Healing. Because if you have that information, if you're sick, because the adults I see are usually sick and they've been just seeing numerous subspecialists. So, and we know that really you have to control inflammation in order to begin the healing process. So if you can identify these broken on and off switches for inflammation and cool the inflammation down, and LDN's one of those tools, there's lots of other tools in the arsenal, you start there. And then once you've cooled the inflammation down, then you can start adding gasoline to the body. You know, you don't want to throw gasoline on an already burning fire. And we need lots of things for healing, but you've got to reduce the inflammation in order to begin that process. So it's very exciting, and it's very encouraging. We have so many people that, it makes us happy. Of course, with children, we're just so happy when they start talking and they have eye contact. You know, for children with autism, I forgot to mention that's a huge part of my functional practice. Mm-hmm. But these kids are losing their diagnoses, their labels, because they're regaining milestones or gaining milestones they've never met before. Mm-hmm. But no, it's never too late. And you know, it's really amazing. Once you take away what the body doesn't need and you give it what it does need, the healing capacity that God has put in all of us. And every day I'm encouraged by that.
So I know that other people are going to think this testing is a marvellous idea. Do you only treat people in your area in Texas? Could you send out kits to people wherever they are and have the results back to you? What I'm trying to get to is, where do people have to live for you to be able to help them?
Well, you know, we can do telemedicine, and I live in Texas, and according to Texas law, you can have visits in the state of Texas by telemedicine. Now, it used to be that you had to have your first visit in person, but that's changed because Texas is a huge state. Mm-hmm. Now, what about people that are out of state? Mm-hmm. So the beauty of it is that my nutritionist and also my genomics provider, her name is Catherine Salah, she can do consultations via a video conference. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is that if we're going to, myself or the nurse practitioners who work with me that are on my team, if we're going to be prescribing medications, those kind of things, we really couldn't be doing that unless we have a visit in state. Now, I would have to check and see. I know that we could get people started with the genetics with our genomics interpreter, but she does not prescribe because she's not a medical doctor or a nurse practitioner. She cannot prescribe the LDN. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing is, network-wise, I can also let people know where there are providers close to their area with the company that I do my testing with. The lab is a CLIA certified lab here in Texas, in Austin, and there are a network of physicians and other people that are trained to interpret those results around the world. Mm-hmm. The company is called GX Sciences, but then if you want, if people want to team up with our providers, our genomics provider can kind of give them the guidelines. And then if we need to get them connected with a provider that can prescribe LDN or that's about the only prescriptive medication, unless we uncover something else. And it's, the rest of it, a lot of it is supplementation, that by identifying the broken on and off switches, things that you can do. And that's the beautiful thing. Most of it's minerals and vitamins, mm-hmm. Like glutathione and fish oil. And there's some other specific things, something called palmito oil ethanolamide or PEA, and then also, CBD, that target certain receptors, but knowing how much, how often our genomics provider can help with that. But we can also put people in touch with practitioners that are listed. But it's hard to know the amount of experience. I know that as a pediatrician using LDN, I think I write more prescriptions for LDN in the state of Texas than any other provider that I'm aware of at this point in time. But there's just not that many of us out there. And fortunately, it's becoming more and more known as more and more training is becoming made available for doctors to understand how it works mechanistically and what a great tool it is to lower inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of a waiting list do you have for you and your MS prescribers?
It's very interesting. And in light of the whole coronavirus thing, I just came back from Nepal. I went on a medical dental mission. And so I'm currently quarantined at home waiting for my COVID-19 swab to come back. I feel great. But up until just before all this blew apart, we had about a 6-month waiting list. But a lot of folks are, you know, we're trying to take well visits and push them back because kids are well, why bring them into the office? Mm. But as far as our nutritionist and genomics, there's availability for genetic interpretations, within 4 weeks. So if people wanted to become a patient and wanted to know, well, we have this newborn swab, but based on the person's presenting symptoms, I usually suggest that folks do what we call a service selection phone call with my nutritionist and genomics interpreter, 15 minutes and $25, and that way we can guide them into knowing, well, which swab should I have? Mm-hmm. There's a lot to choose from. So if someone was presenting with an autoimmune illness, I'd recommend something called the immune autoimmune inflammatory panel. But if they had more neurologic, you know, it just depends. It's a case by case thing. So mm-hmm. No, there's not a waiting list, at least for service selection phone calls. And then it takes about 2 to 3 weeks. Well, actually closer 3 to 4 once the swab is done, and that can be drop shipped to anyone to do in the privacy of their own home. The only thing is, if we do it on a baby, we ask to do that in person. And if someone lives far away, if they're breastfed, because we don't want the breast milk to interfere with the baby's genetic material, mm-hmm. we make sure that the baby has not fed for 30 minutes. And then we have the mom or the dad wipe their mouth out with a little piece of gauze or a little wash rag with water on it. And then pretty aggressively get skin cells from the cheek inside the mouth, because it's not spit we want cells. Mm-hmm. So we can walk people through that too, you know, swabbing their child. But if at all possible, we try to do it in person. But if we can't, we drop ship. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Well, so. With everything that's going on, using, you know, telemed service is absolutely fine, you know, and people don't have to leave home.
That's right. And that's how I've been doing all my consultations. Mm. So,
the world,
you know, it makes
is
it
changing.
Difficult for some things, but telemedicine is really the way to go. So, if folks are interested, we would be more than happy to walk them mm-hmm. down that road, and especially with their children, because it's just great if you think, wow, can I keep my kids healthy and help them be aware, not to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid about, but to keep them healthier. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting.
And your website is get2theroot.com. So if anybody wants to go and find out more about you, I would imagine they'll find everything they could possibly need on your website.
Yes, ma'am. And then if they wanted to call in, it's 281-725-6767, but that's also on the website. Mm-hmm. And there's an email where they can ask questions, but I will say some of my staff are at home and then a few are in the office, and you know, we're just trying to be wise and how we care for people too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've run out of time. What can I say? I have learned so much. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I think LDN is a great tool, and I appreciate the privilege of being able to talk, Linda.
Well, thank you for having joined us.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630 529 3400 or Deerfield 847 419 9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.